Hello, welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Paul Lambus with the latest news from the island. A 27-year-old female National Guard corporal died on Thursday following an accident at an army camp in Gornos. Corporal Natalie Neofito was inside a military jeep during a training exercise at 11 o'clock in the morning when the vehicle overturned. With her inside the vehicle were a cadet and a conscript. She was rushed to Nicosia General Hospital in critical condition, but doctors were unable to save her. The two others in the jeep with her were treated at Larnaca Hospital and later discharged without serious injuries. The National Guard has launched an internal investigation to determine the precise circumstances of the incident. Former Foreign Minister Nikos Christodoulidis has announced his candidacy for the February 2023 presidential elections. His much-anticipated official bid ends months of speculation, during which time Vici-backed Taverov Neofito and Agel's top echelons have supported Andreas Mavroyiannis. Christodoulidis' address set out an inclusive vision for his potential presidency, including women's concerns about the lack of equal opportunities, young couples who feel that they are unable to afford to raise a family, and of bureaucracy limiting development. The announcement was made on social media in what some commentators have viewed will be a key point of his campaign to engage more directly with the electorate. The 25-year-old Briton allegedly involved in the fatal hit-and-run of a 46-year-old woman in Agia Napa has been remanded until the 19th of May on charges of reckless driving leading to a death and driving under the influence of drugs. The incident occurred on May 5th when the man accused of driving the rental buggy hit the Swedish mother of one at a pedestrian crossing on Nisi Avenue. An alco test identified that he was more than four times over the legal limit and a drugs test returned positive for cannabis. The Swedish mother was on holiday with her six-year-old daughter. It is a matter of concern that nearly half of young Cypriot teenage students disguise being LGBTI at school, the European Commissioner for Equality, Helena Dalli, said on Thursday as she visited Cyprus for the IDA Hot Plus Forum, the main annual European LGBTI Plus event. Everybody in the EU should feel safe and free to be who they are at all times, the EU Commissioner said, calling on stakeholders to act on the issue. She said the current top priority for Cyprus was the adoption of its draft national action plan and make sure to deliver change on the ground. Dalli was in Limassol for the European IDA Hot Plus Forum, co-hosted by the governments of Cyprus and the United Kingdom. The IDA Hot Plus Forum is a major European-level annual event organised by the European Network of LGBTI Governmental Focal Points, or EFPN, coordinated by the Council of Europe, to mark the International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia and Interphobia on May 17. Parliament on Thursday enacted a law creating a commercial court and a maritime court, a move that is hoped will alleviate the caseload on district courts, which typically take years to deliver a ruling. The bill passed with 44 votes and 7 against. Nikos Tornaritis, MP with the ruling Visi party, said the operation of the two new courts will help toward the speedy adjudgment of commercial cases, boosting the island's competitiveness as a services hub. This innovation, he added, would play a part in the country's medium-term economic growth. And finally, an online platform for Cypriots of the diaspora is being created to bring them closer to their roots, the Office of the Commissioner for the Presidency has announced. The platform is being created following a call for tenders. The site will consist of two platforms, a registry section where diaspora Cypriots can record their details, and secondly, a Learn Your Roots page. The Register of Diaspora Cypriots aims to collect data concerning their professional field, marital status, where in the world they are located, and various other data, through a questionnaire that they will have to complete online. That's all for today. For the latest news, commentary and analysis, please visit www.cyprus-mail.com.